every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you each and every week here, 50 weeks a year. You know what I was thinking, Bob?
Huh.
Oh, shoot. I did some quick math the other night. I think we've done over, I want to say, no, you know, I'll get back to you on that. I did some math on how many hours of radio we've done in 25 years.
Yeah, we've done a ton.
I'll get back to it. Dang.
Up until about two or three years ago, we were on 3 hours on Saturday mornings.
Well, you remember when we first started, it was... Yeah. I think it was 2 hours on Saturday and an hour on Sunday.
I know.
We came and did a recap. We always had to wait for our good friend Steve Klauke to finish up his call
with
for
baseball.
The AAA baseball, and then they turned it over to us, and we were the Fairways and Greens radio show back then.
That's right.
When we first started, and then we switched it over to Real Golf Radio.
26 years, man.
Realizing there's a Fairways and Greens everything. We couldn't really differentiate ourselves on that. So.
Yep.
So I'll get back to you on the hours, though. I was just sitting there adding up in my head. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of hours of talking golf. But hey, I'm excited. We got a lot of good things to talk about this week. We got the playoffs right around the corner. The regular FedEx Cup season is wrapping up this week. We got to look at the major championships and recap the majors. Best ones, we'll rank them. Plus, we'll look at some of the recaps of the PGA Tour season, multiple winners. Take a look at the playoff preview. Who do we like? What events are we going to? And there's been some changes in the FedEx Cup. So if you're not familiar, we'll get you up to speed on that. And then we got to talk about some of the best cameos in Happy Gilmore, too. We're not going to give away any of, spoilers or anything like that, because there's some really good lines in there. But we do got to talk about it just a little bit, and we'll ask the caddy for his take on it. Troy Merritt is going to join us. Guy's been playing DP World Tour over in Europe and around the world, and we'll check in with him and see how his travels are going and his play and what it's like as compared to the 14 years or so he's been playing on the PGA Tour. So that's all of that and much more, including a little segment on golf basics. We don't do that very often, but a friend of mine struck up a conversation with me this week, and it just made me think, you know what, maybe we should just take at least a minute and talk a little golf basics. We'll do that. Just getting started. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can find out about exclusive real estate opportunities, including single-family home lots, condos from studio to three-bedroom in size, the membership opportunities that are available, plus all of that with the resort amenities. And, you know, we're talking golf, championship, Tom Weisskopf design, hosting PGA and LPGA tour events. You've also got water park that's under construction, pickleball facility under construction. You've got the spa that is now open, the restaurants, the pool, the 36-hole putting course, the TrackMan range. It's all right there for you at a place that you've never experienced before. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Some nice summer sizzling opportunities available right now. And again, that real estate, it's a good time to get in before prices increase October 1st, blackdesertresort.com. Yeah, so all the guys that are buying now, or if you're thinking about buying now, you're going to have 10% equity coming up October 1. So
now
jump in and do it while you can. Yeah, I mean, on top of everything else, when all this stuff gets built up, it's going to be incredible. Yeah. I'm just going to have a little swig of my Liquid Death Severed Lime, Bob. That is good
stuff. Liquid Death.
Liquid Death is not a sponsor of the show, but no. I have had a pretty severe Coke Zero addiction for the last better part of a decade. And literally overnight, I switched to this Liquid Death Severed Lime, and I'm good. No caffeine, no sugar.
Happy man.
It's I don't drink as much of it.
No.
I'll tell you what, I feel a lot better.
Good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And they're, you know, you got to take care of yourself. I'm getting older.
Yep.
Not getting any younger, Bob. Just not getting any. Okay. Before we get too far down that road, we have, I can't believe here we are. It's the 1st of August. You know, we are into another month, the 8th month of the year, and yet we're at the end of golf season, professional golf season for all intents and purposes. We have playoffs starting next week. Tour Championship. There'll be a little time off, and then Ryder Cup. And in that time off, of course, they got the fall finish, and the fall season is one where there's a lot going on, including the Black Desert Championship. And so, but right now, here's what's staring at us right now. The Wyndham Championship wrapping up, and there's a lot of things on the line right now because with the changes to the FedEx Cup, first of all, only 100 cards survive.
Yep.
Only 70 get into the playoffs.
Yep.
And only 10 get in that Aon top 10 thing or whatever it is that get to partake in all these different bonus pools. That's what the PGA Tour has come down to, Bob, is a whole lot of money pools that if you play well during the year and the playoffs, it is going to turn out okay for you.
Yes, it will turn out okay for you. And, you know, the benchmarks that the guys need to really focus on are 30, 50, and 70, okay? And 100, because 100 is going to guarantee your card. And there's guys that are still going to have opportunities to play to keep their card in the fall, in that fall finish area, to get inside that top 100. But top 70 gets you in the first playoff event, which is in Memphis next week at the FedEx St. Jude Classic. And then you got to be in the top 50 to get into the BMW Championship. And then the top 30, of course, to get into the Tour Championship.
So if we go down the list, Vince Whaley right now sits number 100. Billy Horschel, 101. Of course, remember, he had the surgery, so he's on a major medical. He's not playing right now.
Yep. But
some of the guys that are on the outside looking in, Max Homa, you were just telling me in the air, how about that? 109.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Patrick Fishburn, 111. Thorbjørn Olesen, Henrik Norlander, they're down in 14, 15. You know, Harry Higgs down to 120. Justin Lauer, 122. Who's some other one? Brant Snedeker, 128. I mean, you know, like you got Snedeker and Cooch down to 128 and 29. You almost feel like maybe their best days are behind them. Nick Dunlap, 136. Now, he's okay because he won, right?
Yeah, he won twice.
Yeah. And yep. Will Zalatoris, 139. Again, hurt.
Major medical.
Yeah. So those are some of the guys that are on that wrong side of things. But getting into the playoffs, if we go to that 70 number, Bob, on the outside, correct. Cam Davis, Davis Thompson, Keith Mitchell. He was having a pretty decent year. He sits there at 73rd, yeah. Ben on 75th.
Gary Woodland at 68th or 75th also.
Matt McCarty sits 82nd, won at Black Desert last year. So again, he's got another year of eligibility. Adam Scott, 89.
How about that?
Sheesh.
Yep.
Milo Grillo sitting 70 right now. He's just barely tucked inside the playoffs. And if you go up to the top 50, Wyndham Clark is one out of that. He sits 51st. Minwoo Lee, 52nd. Bud Cauley, 53rd. So that's kind of your guys right there. Tony Finau sits 61st. Ricky Fowler, correct. 65th, which good to see Ricky in the playoffs for sure. Jordan Spieth right on that number 50. Jake Knapp, Kurt Kitayama, right above him. Siwoo Kim, Harry Hall, Akshay Bhatia up to 45.
How about Jason Day, number 38 currently?
So he is outside the Tour Championship, is going to have to play well. Two-time winner Brian Campbell is 34th. That guy's won twice this season. And he's twice. 34th.
Yeah, and you know, by virtue of, you know, whether it was an opposite field event or a full FedEx Cup point event, that would have been why he wouldn't be in the top 30 right now.
Which obviously he wants to get into that bonus pool money. Yep. His card's not in jeopardy, but still, that's kind of support. Ryan Fox has two wins, doesn't he? He's at 33.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he has an opposite field event and a full field event.
Yeah, wow.
And he won both in playoffs.
Daniel Berger, just outside the Tour Championship, sitting at number 31. Sam Stevens is in at 30 right at the moment. Lucas Glover continues this late life good play. Late career, I should say. Not late life, but late career. Great play. 29th right now. Victor Hovland, 28.
The good thing, as we're going through this and we're kind of saying where everybody is right now, especially as you get into the playoffs, if you play well in those shorter field events and get more FedEx Cup points, it becomes a little bit more volatile and you can make a bigger move to get yourself into the top 50 and then work your way into the top 30 and that kind of thing. These aren't set in stone right now. They're still adjusting as we go on over the next couple of events.
That's right. That's a good thing to point out. Now, top 10 doesn't surprise you. Scottie Scheffler with a massive lead, 4,805 total points, and Rory second with 3,444. So that's a big, like, what are we talking, 1,400-ish points?
Yeah.
And he has about a 900-point lead on Sepp Straka, who's third. But 1,400 points is big. So he and Rory cemented in that first and second spot. That's likely where they'll be standing when they get to East Lake.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I would think, right? Straka, Hanley, Thomas rounding out the top five, and then Bob, Ben Griffin leading off that second five.
Yeah, Ben Griffin, Harris English, J.J. Spahn, Tommy Fleetwood, and Keegan Bradley.
Captain
Keegan.
The captain.
But yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what happens there and if he ends up picking himself, because there was a, I guess, an amendment to competition and that kind of thing that allows him to be a playing captain and allows him to have one of his other captains kind of take over his duties should he be a playing captain.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about some money?
Yeah, let's talk about money. Go with the money.
I said the Aon. Sorry, the Aon's the next 10. It's the Comcast Business Top 10. The Comcast Business Top 10, first place, it's just Scotty Scheffler, $8 million bonus.
Boom.
Okay, so that's not going to change. He's got $8 million coming at him. Rory's second, he's going to have six. Sepp Straka's third, he's probably going to stay there, $4.8 million. Fourth, $4.4 million. Fifth is $4 million. Is that JT? And then you go down 3.4, 2.8, 2.4, 2.2, and 2. So you finish top 10. You have $2 million. So Captain Keegan's getting a $2 million bonus there at 10th.
Boom.
Unless he gets somehow bounced out this week.
And so you know what's crazy? In talking with tour players, like, that money shows up in their account like on Wednesday. Boom.
How's your Wednesday? It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Had some Comcast Business Top 10 money drop in.
That's business. Oh, boy. Kind of crazy.
And then you've got, now here's where things get kind of interesting. And maybe we'll take this on the other side. We're coming up against a break. But the way the FedEx Cup bonus structure, it changes now. And I actually think they kind of got this right, Bob, because one of the things they wanted to do was they wanted to reward the regular season play. Correct. But they also wanted to keep the playoffs competitive. And I think maybe they, I'm sure it's not the end all tweaking, but I think they're pretty darn close. We'll run up all through the details and the money next right here on Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back, Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Okay, we're talking about the FedEx Cup playoffs. They begin next week, regular season wrapping up, and wow, here we go.
Yep.
So over the last, this is the 19th. Playing of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Can you believe that? It was the new thing. Like just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now I know it's had a lot of iterations, so it's been sort of newish all the way along, but still it blows my mind that this is 19 years of the FedEx Cup. This thing all got started, just quick history lesson for those of you who are new to the party. The Tour Championship used to be in October or November.
Right.
And the season would effectively be over at the PGA Championship in August. And Tiger, Phil, this all goes back to those guys. They'd shut it down. You wouldn't even see them. And then they kind of didn't really want to get back up off the couch to go play a tour championship that sort of didn't matter. And so they said, this isn't right. The tour championship, we need best players aren't even showing up. It's not really a tour championship. They wanted the tour championship to be kind of like the Super Bowl, you know, if you will, of the season. It's the end of the year. This is the big game. So they got FedEx involved, and FedEx puts a bunch of bonus money in there, and they started out with, I think it might have been $10 million. And now it's up to $100 million in bonus pool.
It's crazy.
Which is bonus money, which is, yeah. Which
it's is crazy.
And they've had all kinds of different things. The most recent iteration was that when you got to the Tour Championship, in order to reward the good play over the regular season for the best players of the season, they got starting strokes.
Right.
Scotty Scheffler the last couple of years has started a stroke or two or three or four or five or 10 ahead of you know the rest of the guys in the field.
Yeah.
So then everyone's like, well, this thing's a net tournament. It didn't sit well. So they needed to get rid of that but still reward the regular season. And this is where I think they got it right. So again, at the now after next week, in addition to the Comcast Business Tour Top 10 that we already talked about, which is $8 million for Scotty, okay? If you want to get some pencil and paper out and you want to write down what Scotty's about to take home, it's pretty impressive. So he's going to take home his $8 million for first. Rory's getting six for second, by the way, on the top 10 for the season. So good for you. You had a great year. Here's some cash. Secondly, they're going to take $40 million of
the FedEx. The Comcast Business Tour Top 10 is the $8 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then after this week's event, there's another $10 million for the top spot.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So you've got your $8 million that Scotty's going to get, and then the winner of the FedEx Cup regular season
through the year, correct? Through Wyndham Championship
is going to get another $10
million. $10
million. So Scotty's taking home $18 million.
Yes.
Before the playoffs even start.
Yes.
Bonus money.
And then at the end of the BMW Championship, which is in 2 weeks, there's another $5 million.
So this is where I think it's kind of cool. So rather than just keep adding points, they just keep rewarding, hey, great play. At the end of the day, it's the same thing.
Right.
They're essentially saying, okay, we're going to give you your Comcast $8 million. And then here's your FedEx Cup bonus. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was $25 million bonus Scotty winning the Tour Championship in the FedEx Cup, right?
Correct.
Last year. Well, instead of doing that, you're going to get $10 million for winning that. But he's effectively, if he goes on to win the Tour Championship, he gets all 25 again. Because
yes.
He's getting 10 for the regular season, 5 for still being in first place after this second playoff event, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's your $15 million, plus now you're playing for 10. So that's where I like it because you're saying, hey, Scott, thanks for the great
play of your year.
Yeah, thanks for taking us on this tour, yada, 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 bringing so many eyeballs and whatnot. Yeah. We're going to reward you, but you still have something to play for. Everyone starts at zero. And by the way, for everyone else, you made it in the top 30. You got equal shot at going out and winning winning the FedEx Cup and the $10 million.
That's correct.
So that's where I like where you start going down and say, okay, let's look at number 30 right now. Sam Stevens, as I mentioned, Lucas Glover at 29, Victor Hovland at 28, Sam Burns at 25, Patrick Cantlay at 23, Chris Goddard, who's had a great season, he's 22nd, Colin Morikawa's 20, you know, all these things, Keegan Bradley, any of these guys can come up and they can win the FedEx Cup, they're going to get the Tiffany Trophy, and they're going to get the $10 million. But Scotty's already taken home, what, $15 million plus, $23 million.
Yep. That's right.
In bonus money before, and he doesn't even have to win the FedEx Cup.
Yep.
And this is all a reaction, right, to Liv and what they did.
Correct.
It's unbelievable. Correct.
So, the guys that are playing, I mean, you look, case in point, okay? Scottie Scheffler, you know, less than three years ago, hadn't won a golf tournament. Okay. Now he's number one in the world and he is the guy. Okay. He dug it out of the dirt. Another one, Chris Goddard. Okay. He wins the Scottish Open. He finishes third at the Open Championship. And now he's inside the top 30. If he gets, I mean, if he finished in that same position, 22nd, he would get another 600 and something million, but he has the opportunity to win it and win that 10 million. Plus he's got two signature events he's going to play. One that has 70 players in it, one that has 50 players in it. So, you know, you go and you play decent in those, you pick up the points, you stay in the top 30, and you know, life becomes so much easier. And by virtue of getting in the top 30, he's in all the majors for next year. And he unlocks, once you're in the top 50, you unlock all the signature events. Talk about life-changing. A guy that hadn't won wins, finishes third in a major, and his life is going to change by virtue of his play.
I love it. By the way, just in case you're wondering how it goes throughout the year, Scottie Scheffler so far on the season, $19.2 million.
Boom.
He's about to double that just for finishing with $19.2 million.
Right.
So regardless of whether he wins a playoff event, he's doubling his season total.
Yep.
Okay. Rory McIlroy, $16.1 million. J.J. Spahn, $10.1 million.
Unbelievable.
Sepp Straka, $10 million. Russell Henley, $9.6 million. Hey, anyone?
He's had a sneaky good year.
Anyone paying attention to Russell Henley? He just made $9.6 million.
So far.
It's not done.
He's going to make over $10 million this year.
Well over. I mean, he's going to be in the Comcast business top. He's going to get another $4 million for the top 10. And then he's going to get some distribution off of his place for the regular season, plus some distribution for his place after the first. No, he's probably going to double his money too.
Yeah.
What an amazing setup. Like, play all year, earn $10 million, and then we're going to double it in the playoffs, regardless of what you do.
Here, let me give you some more.
Boy, too bad I didn't go to live. This sucks.
Yeah.
Should have taken that money. I know. I hear you. They add another zero for a lot of those guys. Trust me. I get it. But, man, this is good stuff. Yeah. Ben Griffin. Ever heard of him? Wears sunglasses. Won twice this year. $8.1 million.
Yep.
Captain Keegan, $7.1 million. Morikawa, off year. Terrible, right? $6.9 million.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Shane Lowry, just breaking things. Just not having a good year. $6.2 million. Justin Rose, so close at the Masters. Well, he's going to have to settle for $4.68 million. By the way, the tour average for the season, $1.766 million, Bob, the tour average.
$1.766 million.
Yeah.
And where's 100th?
100th?
Yeah.
1.1.
2.1?
1.1.
1.1.
Yep. And
so,
and you make, by you, the way, you make, 112. Yeah. Will Zalatoris with $1,003, and he only played a third of the season. $1,003. So you got 112 that clipped the $1 million mark this year. So you can lose your card. You can make $1 million and lose your card on the PGA.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Make $1 million and you don't have a job next year.
Woo! What a gig.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's amazing.
Yep. And, but again, these are the elite, the best professional golfers in the world. Oh, and they have to earn what they make, which is awesome. It's really cool.
So remember when the tour says, hey, we're going to give the new guys $500,000 just to help them out that first year. We're going to basically advance them $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's chump change, man. I actually like that. I actually like that they do that.
No, I think it's great too, because a guy can go out, he can play where he needs to play, and he's compensated some money. So he's not forking it out of his own pocket. Yep.
We got to talk about the majors. Coming up next, Troy Merritt's going to join us, though. I can't wait to catch up with him. He's been out traveling the world playing DP World Tour after losing his PGA Tour card after 14 years. But we got to talk about the majors, the Masters, the PGA, the U.S. Open, the Open Championship. Also look at the multiple winners. We've been talking about the playoffs. We got to get our Happy Gilmore two takes. All that still to come. And Troy Merritt next.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, the new Callaway X-Forged and X-Forged Max Irons have arrived. The new Forged Irons feature single-piece forging for pure, responsive feedback and a tri-level sole for superior turf interaction. Swing by Uinta Golf to be the first to test drive the new Callaway X-Forged and X-Forged Max Irons. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and catching up with a good friend of ours. He's won twice on the PGA Tour and currently out checking out the Europe. Put him on European vacation, but I'm not sure he's going to call it a vacation. Nor is he driving around like Griswold. Hey, there's Big Ben. Troy Merritt joining us right now. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me back on. And actually, I've had a couple weekends off lately, so it is kind of been like a mini vacation from time to time.
So overall, when we talked to you at the beginning of the year, you were saying, look, it's going to be fresh. Going to go over and try to fall in love with the game again, play some new places, see some new faces. How's that worked out? How's it been?
Yeah, it's been refreshing. It's been nice. You know, there's been some good golf played, you know, T4 in Belgium a little while ago, and top 20 in India, and a top 30 in Austria. So not terrible golf, but like I said, I've missed a couple weekends here lately, but I think I found some form in Minnesota last week at the 3M. So hoping to take that back for a nice little late summer run over there and see if I can't lock up full status on the DP for next year.
So you kind of been the world traveler. What countries have you visited that you haven't played in before?
So far, all of them except for the Netherlands and Germany, I guess. So I've added my list is now Bahrain, Qatar, Kenya, South Africa, Singapore, India, Belgium, Austria. I played in the Netherlands. Italy was a new one. And then Germany was a repeat country, not a repeat area. But yeah, we've got Scotland coming up next week and Denmark the week after. Denmark will be a new one. And then, yeah, we'll hit some more here late August into September and a couple more in October. Hoping for 8 more events over there to see if I can't lock up my card. And if that's the case, maybe even sneak into their playoff system that they have in November. But I've got some work to do to get that done.
Troy Merritt joining us here. So does it... Like all of those countries, that sounds exhausting. That's what I'm trying to get at. I mean, I know travel is difficult here in the U.S. on the PGA Tour. You've done that for 13, 14 years. What about, like, it sounds like a lot. Is it a lot of travel, or is it closer than it seems?
The hard part for me is that in the PGA Tour category that I'm in, I'm like 7th on the list. And only 5 guys get into each event each week. So the guys in front of me actually all sign up. And then you have 2 weeks before the event, you have to, you know, withdraw or be fully committed. And those guys wait till the very last moment to withdraw. So I have to book tickets to the Middle East, to Kenya, to South Africa, to, you know, Asia, to Europe. I've got to book those a month or two in advance and then wait until 2 weeks before the event to see if I'm going to be on that plane and if I'm going to be using those hotel rooms. So that's the first obstacle. I would tell people that Europe is a lot closer and a lot cheaper to fly to than most people think. It's pretty slick out of Boise flying Delta, KLM. I go through either Seattle or Salt Lake, Minneapolis, random times, and then straight over to Amsterdam or Paris. It's about a 9-ish hour flight, 9.5 hours, I think, from Salt Lake or Seattle. So, and it's through the night. So not terrible. You can get a little bit of sleep. The Middle East, Africa, and Asia are far. There's just no way around it. Those are far. And I've been to Southeast Asia a few times and Asia a few times. And you just know that it's a long haul. I will say the travel from Durban, South Africa, back to Puerto Rico to play on the PGA Tour, that one took me about 40 to 42 hours door to door. That was a long one. That was a long one. But most of them are you know, the better part of a day or so, and then it's just trying to get used to the time change when you get there.
What about the golf courses and the course conditions and that kind of thing? How much different are they from place to place and from what you've played over here in the U.S.?
Yeah, it seems like you play different styles each week. I mean, I know we have different styles here in the U.S., different grasses, but it's not that many. I mean, you play on like 3 different surfaces over here, it seems like, in the States, whereas you go over there and you get some similar ones to what we have here in the States, but, you know, maybe with a little bit of a twist. I mean, you get some different Bermuda down in Singapore. You get to play on fescue in Northern Europe a bit, and we'll get that next week in Scotland as well. I actually quite like playing on fescue, especially when it gets firm and fast. Yeah, it's just, it takes a minute to get used to it, especially the chipping in, the putting, you know, try to get familiar with new grass each and every week, which is kind of fun. I mean, you don't go into a course knowing what you're going to get. You know, maybe it's something that you don't like so much. You know, like Greensboro this week, Wyndham. You know, I'm not a big fan of the Bermuda, and you go there thinking, oh, I got straight Bermuda all week. Not really looking forward to that, but it is what it is. Whereas when I go play these new tournaments, like, I wonder what we're going to have this week. I mean, you know, and even if it is some kind of Bermuda, you're like, well, it's, you know, it's a little bit different, but it's new, and let's see how good we can do on it. So it's just been kind of fun just being surprised each and every week. And then that was one of the main things that I was looking forward to going into this year is the surprises, you know, everything new, like we said, everything fresh. And so far I haven't been disappointed.
Troy Merritt joining us. How about the tour player experience on the DP World Tour as compared to the PGA Tour?
I enjoy it a little bit better. It's a little bit more social. I mean, we're talking about guys that travel the world together, not just, you know, travel to the U.S., you know, predominantly with their families. And then you just kind of see guys, of course, from time to time. I mean, when you're flying to, the Middle East, Africa, Asia, you're staying at host hotels, and most of the guys are staying there. And, you know, sometimes we've got 25 to 45 minute shuttle rides just to get to the golf course and then back from the golf course. You've got a lot of time to be around just the players. See, there's a lot more camaraderie over there. Guys, you know, talk to each other a lot more. It's just overall a lot more social, especially when they're outside of Europe. And you don't get that quite as much in the States because so many families travel. And so many guys just do their own thing on the road.
Do you get the same kind of tour support? Like, is there tour vans and reps and all that kind of stuff for equipment and so forth?
In Europe, you get the trucks out there. And it's, yeah, the same kind of support that you get over here. When you're outside the country, it's a little bit harder. I mean, you get product, you know, you get your balls and your gloves. But if you've got a club issue and something happens, you know, you're kind of on your own, and they might have, you know, maybe a local shop here or there, or maybe some help at the golf course, but not from your tour manufacturers typically.
Have you had to go into any of those local shops yet? Have you any stories about that?
No, that's the nice thing about, you know, minimizing practice. You have a lot less chances of breaking something. so I haven't had to do any of that. I've heard a couple stories of guys having to go in, but nothing out of this world difficult. They've been able to find help if they needed it.
So what about, you know, on the PGA Tour, a lot of guys lock in with a caddy for the year and that kind of thing, or for, you know, for a long time. You've had a few caddies that you've had around for quite a while, but over in Europe, do you get a guy week to week, or do you lock in with somebody in the events that you get to play?
No, I've had a guy that I've known for most of my career on the PGA Tour. He's been out for 18 years. He's done 4 or 5 years on the LPGA, but predominantly on the PGA Tour. He lives in Orlando, and he wanted to go and travel a bit and see the world as well. So he's been my main guy this year. We've had a lot of fun. Going back, thinking about, you know, something that's maybe a little bit different, when we were down in Kenya, there's a lot of makeshift ranges that we have to practice on, usually not near the clubhouse. You have to take a shuttle ride. Kenya, you got on a bus, you hopped on about five-minute ride over to some kind of field, and you hit on the range, and there's four guys out there shagging balls with hard hats on because there is no range cards. I mean, I saw a couple of guys, you know, get hit in the back and hit in the leg, and they just, you know, it's like they get, you know, bit by a mosquito or something. They just keep walking around, and it's like they're immune to getting hit by golf balls. So that's been a little different. We don't have that on the PGA Tour, but that was different down in Kenya.
Tell me you're not aiming at the cart picker like they do on the ranges here.
No, I was aiming away from the guys. Man, I didn't want to hit any. I didn't want to be that guy that hit one of them.
Oh, my.
All right. So, Troy, Happy Gilmore 2. Have you seen it?
I did watch it.
When? I want to hear your review.
You know, I thought, you know, some of the guys, especially the players, did a pretty nice job. I thought Scotty's character was good. I thought Zalatoris' character was good. I thought the Legends did a pretty good job. I don't know about some of the other little cameos, but all in all, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, for a sequel, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I thought if I had to rank him, I went with Zalatoris was good, but I went Scotty and then Jack. I know Jack's was limited, but the fact that he, and I don't want to put any spoilers out there for those that haven't seen it, but when he delivered that line, like that, I don't know why. I probably got the biggest chuckle out of that one, and Freddie Couples couldn't lay off the dessert. Like those two things like made me laugh the hardest.
Yeah, Freddie was pretty good. I was intrigued by Xander's character. I was like, man, that doesn't really remind me of Xander. That one was a little off to me, but I thought Daly did a nice job. You know, Uncle John. I thought that was pretty good. All in all, yeah, not too bad. I don't know if I was a huge fan of the golf promoter from the opposite league. I don't know. I don't know if you have a good character or a good person for that character. That was just kind of a weird one to me.
That was weird. Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, Scotty was good. Oh boy, not this again.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty classic. So, well, good stuff. All right, Troy. So, club championship season. A lot of us are out there grinding, feeling the feels. Do you still feel the? By the way, when you get out there, do you still feel it, or like, do you still get nervous? Do you feel that at all, or have you been out long enough where you're numb to it all?
No. You still feel it on the first tee, and you know maybe even you know the first couple holes as you get into the rhythm of the round. I think once you get numb, it's probably a good time to step away because you're probably not caring about it like you should.
That's when it means something, right? If you don't feel it doesn't mean anything, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
So you played basketball. You could have played college basketball. You're a great athlete. I was telling Bob and had a chance to compete in the senior club championship, right? I mean, I'm talking about beating the guys that are old like me and that. So I can't think of another sport. You know, I don't play pickup basketball. You're not going to strap football pads on anymore. What sport other than golf gives you the chance to step in and feel those feels and some sort of sense of competitiveness? Like it scratches that itch. I can't think of another thing. And I think that's one of the cool things about the game. You're obviously doing it on a different level for money and a living. But for those of us that do other things for a living and just want to try to feel those and experience that competitive fire again, golf is, it's amazing what it can do, even on just a small level.
There's so many things that you can't control with golf. I mean, it's so uncontrollable. I mean, the best you can do is hit the ball, try to hit it like you want. But after that, it's all up in the air. Like literally it's all up in the air. Anything can happen. I mean, you shoot a basketball and you know, you made it, it's going in. It's like a gust of wind is going to come out of nowhere and throw it out. And you know, nobody's going to jump up and block your shot when the ball's coming down. Cause so you're going to get the points anyway. There's just so much that you can't control that. And that's why it's so hard. And that's why I think it's easy to feel the feels on the golf course. I mean, I haven't had the chance to defend the senior club championship by making a huge 2.5-footer on the last hole and just give it a big fist pump like I saw the other day. But, maybe one day they'll let me play in a club championship. I'll be able to get to that level. Golf, I don't know if there's, I mean, I haven't experienced everything, but there's not a lot like golf where you can go out and feel the feels like you can on a golf course.
2.5-footer. Come on, man. Yeah. You're killing me.
Back to back.
That ball took a long time to get to the hole.
It was 6 feet. And by the time we talk next time, it'll be 12 feet. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It dribbled over the front edge. I think a little wind gust to help it along up that little hill that you had to putt it up to.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Troy, thanks for watching the video. The remainder of this season, you got 7 or 8 more to play on the DP World Tour and that kind of thing. What are you thinking? What are your plans for 26? It's crazy. Yeah. We're just in August, and we're already talking about 26.
Yeah, I mean, my plan at the start of this year was kind of do a half and half, but had I known what the PGA Tour season was going to look like, I probably would have taken advantage of playing more on the DP Tour earlier in the year. So that's my plan for 26, is actually to try to do the best I can over on the DP Tour. Now try to lock up full playing status for next year and then play, 20-25 events over there, a full season over there. And see what happens after that. My time on the PGA Tour kind of seems like it's drawn to a little bit more of a close right now. Unless I dig it out of the dirt and go back through Q School or catch a win somewhere, playing as a past champion. But for right now, I'd like to play a full season next year on the DP, and then my oldest scout will be getting into high school a year from now, and Dodge would be 2 years behind him. So that gives me, 6 years of high school where I can come home and enjoy those years and play a little bit from here to there, where and when I get in. And then I'll be 46, 47 when they get out of high school. And, maybe revive things a little bit, try to play a little Corn Fair or maybe some tour events and try to get ready for the senior tour. Or maybe I find other interests and do something else. So the nice thing is I've got a couple options. I can try to keep grinding if I want. I can come home and then spend time as dad, which I haven't had the chance to do for 14 years, really. So it's just, I have only good options, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Great attitude as always. Troy, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us, rooting for you over there, and we'll check in again soon.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Yep. Go hang up that trophy somewhere nice so we can all see it.
I'll send you a pic. Troy, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Troy Merritt, two-time winner on the PGA Tour, joining us here on Real Golf Radio, and a good friend, longtime good friend from the old Burley Muni, which
Bobcat days.
We refer to as Burley National. But anyway, yep. That'll.